I've always been a dialogue man, and all the flicks are kind of predicated on dialogue. You know, none of those movies are about the image. They're all about the word. So for me to jump into a movie where I didn't write the words, I know it's kind of like, I know it hit some people. Look, it didn't hit, it's not like the world stopped and went, what? The guy who made Clerks is directing a script he didn't write? You know, in small circles, people who give a shit about this kind of thing, it was surprising news because I'd never done that before. And when the announcement came out, I hadn't really led up to it. And I kind of hinted at it in some of the Smodcasts that we've done in the last few months, but like nobody saw it coming. And then when the news hit, you had a bunch of different reactions from the folks online, and just even within our own community. Like, I've learned to stop going out into the world. I just stay on my website, where like there I still encounter hostility, but it's not nearly as frequent and shit like that. So within that community, the people who've kind of been supporting our flicks for years and years now, some cats instantly understood why I would want to, and some cats seemed miffed or upset by the fact that I'm not writing the flick. I saw some dude's reaction where he was talking about, like, well, I can't consider this a Kevin Smith film then. If he didn't write it, it's not a Kevin Smith film. He had a pretty well thought out dissertation on why this could never be a Kevin Smith film and shit. And Kevin Smith read it, and Kevin Smith was convinced. I was just like, this guy's right. This could never be a Kevin Smith film. So people have ideas about it, about me doing it, and why I would do it at this juncture. And really, it's so stupid. It comes down to, like, dopey things. It's not even like, I'm at this place. I mean, I could sit here and try to give you the, like, I'm at this place in my career where, you know, I feel like I'm ready. It's none of that shit. Or I can tell you, like, I'm out of ideas. It's not that. I can write a script in my sleep. It won't necessarily be any good, but I can do it. Really, it comes down to stupid shit where I'm like, you're kidding. You want to let me direct a movie with Bruce Willis? And that's it. And, like, well, that's not enough for some people, but, like, that's enough for me, because I remember, like, being on the couch in my house, age 16, 17, watching Moonlighting. Every night I forget which night Moonlighting was, I want to say Tuesdays, but I could be wrong. But let's say it's Tuesdays for the sake of argument. Every Tuesday I was on my couch watching that show. I love that show. I went to see fucking Die Hard the moment it opened in theaters and whatnot. I love that flick. My father loved Bruce Willis. I read this script and I was just like, this is the exact same movie my father would actually leave the house to go see if he was still alive. Like, my old man wouldn't go see my flicks, and that was fine. That never bothered me, where I'm like, oh, the angst. But I get it. I wasn't writing for my father. I read a couple of dicks, that script that the Coen brothers wrote, and I was just like, wow, my dad would totally, I would go see this movie with my dad. Like, this would be a movie that my dad would be like, if he was alive, he would be like, do you want to go see this movie, a couple of dicks? Looks good. You know, which sounds like my dad was into gay porn when you say it like that. And maybe he was. He could have been. That would explain a thing or two about a thing or two. But in this instance, he'd be talking about the movie. But I don't know. It's things like that.